For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Golden Gopher men got ripped last night 83-60 as they fell at Missouri. Gophers started out strong, but in the end, it was Mizzou that flexed their muscle.
The guys really did come out ready to play. I thought we had a great mindset. We were kind of, controlling the tempo the way we wanted to, really executing well. I thought when they went to the zone, really kind of stymied us a little bit, kind of gave them, momentum. And, we knew there'd be some sort of change up, and, we didn't attack it very well. But obviously I thought we went into halftime, and I thought we did a really good job in the second half of attacking that. We kind of punched back a little bit, and like you said, it was game on. And then just about, everything that could have went wrong there in that run kind of went wrong. And
that's Gopher head coach Nico Medved. Gophers host Green Bay on Saturday at 8. The Timberwolves are back at Target Center tomorrow night, and their defense has come to life during their current 3-game win streak. That's good news for Chris Finch.
I mean, it's up off the mat. And now we just got to start throwing more punches. So that's probably the best way to describe it. I mean, honestly, I think it's just our overall care factor on that end of the floor. It's just gone up. Challenging Jaden and Rudy, to be the backbone of our defense. They've both responded to that. Ant's been really good. Julius has been good. Everyone's just kind of taking a step forward there. We got to rebound better, and we got to quit fouling. And when we do that, I think we take the next step.
That's Wolves head coach Chris Finch. Wolves host the Kings tomorrow night at 7. The Vikings are back to work, and quarterback J.J. McCarthy is dealing with a banged-up hand.
Feels good. Yeah, it feels really good. Getting a lot of treatment in the last few days, and we'll continue to do so, but it's feeling good.
Vikings host the Bears noon on Sunday. Kevin Falness, MNN Sports.